Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. President Joe Biden has ordered a pause on all border wall construction, one of 17 executive orders issued on his first day in office. The move leaves billions of dollars in unfinished work under contract after his predecessor, Donald Trump, worked feverishly to successfully build 450 miles. A Senate aide tells the Associated Press that the government has spent $6.1 billion of the $10.8 billion under contract. The full amount under contract would have extended Trump's wall to 664 miles. The Biden administration will negotiate cancellation fees and look into whether what's left can be spent elsewhere. President Joe Biden has also extended a national eviction moratorium through March, but California lawmakers are still pushing to extend the state tenant protections statewide. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd has this story.
California's eviction freeze, which began in September, is set to expire at the end of the month. That leaves lawmakers just over a week to pass an extension. Democratic Assemblymember David Chu says the federal protections aren't strong enough.
The federal policy would require tenants to pay all back rent when the eviction moratorium expires, or else they would face immediate eviction. California's current policy would only require 25% of the back rent to be paid when the policy expires.
Californians will eventually have to pay all back rent accumulated during the pandemic, but not all at once. Chu says lawmakers and landlord groups are still negotiating how long the extended eviction moratorium should last. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
Yosemite National Park will remain closed through the weekend after high winds that battered much of California knocked down two giant sequoias and caused millions of dollars in damage. The park says it hopes to reopen on Tuesday, except for areas south of Yosemite Valley that will remain shut to visitors for safety reasons. A spokesman tells the Sacramento Bee that high winds on Monday toppled the sequoias. They also crushed trucks and damaged buildings, including employee homes. Crews were working on to repair downed electrical lines in areas that lost power. President Joe Biden signed a flurry of executive orders to help curb climate change, including rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement and asking his government to start work immediately on confronting the crisis. But as Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports, his orders also challenge California to do better.
Biden's orders instruct agencies to consider reversing rollbacks to vehicle emission standards. That's a big deal for California because the Trump administration limited the state's authority to set its own rules. This could put California back in the spotlight for its ambitious climate and pollution reduction goals, says Kara Horowitz with the UCLA School of Law. But she says part of the orders call California out for not doing enough over air quality standards.
It's sort of a shot over the bow, telling California that it can't rest on its laurels, and the federal government will now plans to hold California to account. It's such a change in tone and dynamic from the prior administration.
Horowitz says perhaps the strongest indicator that Biden is serious about tackling the climate crisis is that his administration wants to put a higher value on the damage caused by climate change. That's called the social cost of carbon, and it was greatly reduced by the Trump administration. Increasing this amount will allow agencies to accurately know the benefits compared to the cost of new policies that could help solve the climate crisis, says Stanford climate scientist Noah Diffenbaugh.
We're making those same kinds of decisions personally all the time. Like, we're going to purchase something. What is the value to us of that purchase, right? Is it worth it? The government makes that kind of decision as well in a very formal way.
Biden's team has 30 days to figure out an interim value and a year to come up with a final amount. Diffenbaugh says increasing the social value of carbon will help states like California that are dealing with immediate impacts of climate change, like wildfires and drought. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
California says it's okay to immediately begin using a batch of coronavirus vaccine doses after health officials held a safety review because several people had reactions. State epidemiologist Dr. Erica Pan said Wednesday that the review found no scientific basis to continue a halt to using a specific batch of the Moderna vaccine. The state urged a pause to use to its use on Sunday after fewer than 10 people in San Diego apparently suffered rare allergic reactions. The all clear will benefit counties and others struggling to obtain vaccine supplies to meet unprecedented demand in a state with the second highest COVID-19 death toll in the country behind New York.